My dad used to be in the Navy, and he always had a to-go bag ready in case they get called to service.
Sure.
And he kept doing it and kept doing it. I said, Dad, you're 78. They're probably not going to call you.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
Brazilian butt lifts.
There's some new frightening information about Brazilian butt lifts.
Yes.
There's this Dr. Anderson in Chicago who says people need to know there are a couple of very unpleasant things after somebody gets a Brazilian butt lift.
Okay.
I'll go with the, we'll wade into the waters. This easier to take one.
Go in slowly, yeah.
This is the easy one. He warns of the BBL smell that comes from fat necrosis, which is the dying of cells once they've put in too much fat in the procedure. So there are cells that just die inside your body.
So does it smell like rotting flesh?
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly describe the smell, but people say it's very unpleasant. One woman said that she had hers reversed because of that smell. Because she couldn't take it. She, of course, smells it all the time.
I know.
Gosh. And you get used to your own smell. Like, your own smell isn't as bad.
Even people
who
work at, like, a slaughterhouse will eventually get used to the smell. But, wow.
Then there's the other warning.
Okay. It gets worse.
This one, I think, we'll all easily understand. People aren't able to properly clean themselves because their butt is so large. They can't reach everywhere.
Oh, like their butt is bigger than their arms are long.
Exactly.
So if you have a butt lift, you need to have arm lengthening surgery.
Yeah, or a servant who wipes your bottom.
Or a bidet.
Or a big sponge on a stick.
Carry one of those little, like, shooter bottles with
you
everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so nasty.
My God.
I saw yesterday on Instagram Cardi B and Stephon Diggs, who plays football.
Yeah.
They've been together the past couple weeks or months, or who knows.
Now, she's had a butt lift.
Oh, yeah. And I think she's had two. This article said that they broke up because he couldn't deal with the smell.
The smell of the butt.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
But this doctor's explanation gives some credibility to that story.
A little bit. Yeah, it's not out of nowhere. So how nasty is that?
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Most of the stories lately have been, hey, there's a new airline getting ready to take its first flight from the Nashville airport.
Right.
But eyes are on Radnor Lake for a different kind of first flight, as there's a baby eaglet that was born, this American eagle, bald eagle.
Nice.
11 weeks old.
Aww.
Is this close to flapping its wings and flying from the nest for the first time. News Channel 5 caught up with some of the people that are hanging out in Radnor Lake trying to witness the moment.
He's jumping around and flapping his wings and giving every indication he's going to fly the nest.
The mom and dad have been living at Radnor Lake for about 4 years. They had a couple of eggs that their nest fell out of the tree.
The eggs were lost
early in February, but a new egg was laid, and now the baby eaglet, who's just hanging out in the nest, he's testing his wings, getting ready any minute.
I'm sure bird watchers are just going crazy right now.
Yeah. It's kind of packed over there.
Yeah, that's very cool. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro.
People that go on trips and then come back, and then they open their suitcase, and it lays open, and they, like, put something away, and it sits there for like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other people that come home and unpack their suitcase right away. And I call those people psychos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife keeps apologizing to me. She just went on a trip to go visit her dad.
Right. She just got back a couple days ago.
Yeah. She, flew there and she came back. She brought back, the suitcase, and it's been laid open on the floor of the bedroom since then.
Mm-hmm.
And like every other day, I trip over it, in the dark or whatever.
Oh,
I'm really sorry. I really need to unpack that. I'm like, no, that's normal. This should take about a month if you're normal.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that where they go 17 hours in an airport and, they're tired and they're dirty. And the first thing they do is like put everything away.
Mm-hmm. Like, no.
Who does
Nobody
that?
Does
who
that.
Has a chin?
No.
I take
my dirty clothes out and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't go that far.
The whole process is supposed to take forever.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually put the suitcase away in the attic.
Uh-huh.
And opened it up to go somewhere else and found out I still had stuff in the suitcase.
Clothes in there.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Yes. There's been times where I've let it sit out in a corner of the room and, you know, pick stuff and grab stuff and and then like, oh, wait, I have another trip. Well, it's half packed already.
Yeah.
That saves me time.
My dad used to be in the Navy, and he always had a to-go bag ready in case they get called to service.
Sure.
And he kept doing it and kept doing it. I said, Dad, you're 78. They're probably not going to call you.
But You've been retired for 30 years.
What a great excuse for never unpacking.
Yeah.
I may be called away to serve my country.
That's good.
Be an emergency senior citizen bingo tournament that his country needs him for.
I have to admit, I was today years old when I found out that we've been lied to our entire lives.
Eagles do not sound like what we think they sound like.
Yeah. We always have that screaming eagle, you know, huge patriotic American sound.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like freedom.
Yeah, it does.
Right? And strength.
Yes.
But as it turns out, the bird that we chose, the American bald eagle, to be our national bird, sounds lame.
Yeah.
In fact, I believe, Woody, you have the sound of an actual bald eagle.
Okay, I haven't heard this yet. You spring this on us.
This is a real, this is what bald eagles sound like.
Okay.
Without enhancements.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh. Sounds like a rooster.
It does. It sounds like a rooster or, you know, something in pain.
That's awful. Sounds like it's dying. I'm glad.
It's actually quite annoying.
I'm glad I've been lied to because that sounds like it's a dying animal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's there's the classic one that we've always heard.
Yeah.
Ever since people started recording and movies started and things like that.
Yeah, they've dubbed in a different sound.
Yeah, they said, oh, you know, that's not cool. That's a weak sounding bird.
Yeah.
So
they've actually it's a sound of a different hawk.
That
they've said, you know, for now 249 years of this country.
Yeah.
That's what the American eagle sounds like.
Wow. That's amazing.
I don't think I'm mad about it.
Well, you know why? Because we like things to sound cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every American bald eagle has been lip syncing.
Yeah, there's a thing now where some sports cars don't make the sound that people associate with like a really throaty engine. Mm-hmm. And so there are car companies that actually feed a fake sound of an engine into your sound system that you listen to your music on.
Yeah.
That makes it sound cooler.
Yeah, a lot of electric cars are doing that.
Yeah, that's
so you feel like you're really doing something.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound like a cranky old grandpa when I say this, but like that is so stupid. Like that is so dumb. That's like what my dad says when I wear ripped jeans around him. He's like, "You paid for that? That's so stupid."
How come you got holes in your pants?
Yeah, I got 10 pairs of those in my closet.
Salad bar. What am I paying them for? So I can make my own salad?
Why don't I just go back in the kitchen and do some dishes too while I'm at it?
Then I'm going to go outside and yell at clouds.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. Hey, it's Gender Wars time. Brought to you by the people who built my new fence. Structure Group. It's really nice. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. All right, we have a married couple from Bowling Green. We have Dan and Shawnee ready to go at it again. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
We enjoyed having you so much. We said, you got to come back for a rematch.
Rematch.
And this is it. So, let's do a Get Acquainted question. Shawnee, what was your least favorite food as a child?
Hands down, it was green beans. The ones that have been cooked for hours and they just become this limp, slimy thing in your mouth.
Yeah. They're like instantly mush.
Overcooked beans.
Dan, what about you? Your least favorite food as a child?
It was probably asparagus. Oh, yeah. I don't know if it was just the way my mom cooked it or what, but I just never could grasp why anyone would want to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Plus, the next day, you got that great pea smell.
Yeah.
Well, if he ate it, he'd know.
That's true, yeah.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice for you, Shawnee. Is the Sierra pickup truck sold by Toyota, GMC, or Ford?
GMC.
Yes. Ooh. Good start.
She knows her trucks.
Okay, Dan, is a marquee cut diamond shaped like a football, a square, or a circle?
A marquee diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Square.
No, football.
No, circle like football.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Shawnee's got the lead.
Okay, Shawnee, ping. P-I-N-G. Ping. They make equipment for what sport?
Tennis?
Tennis, no. Oh. A little smaller ball. Golf.
Yeah. Oh. All right, Dan, you got a shot?
Here you go, Dan. Name one of Taylor Swift's three cats.
She has cats?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she's a cat lady.
There's a good introduction
to
your
answer. Are you
really
shocked by that?
Okay,
yeah.
Shoot, I don't know. Let's go with furball. I don't know.
Furball.
A normal person would have that.
Yes,
Hers are Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and Benjamin Button.
Of course. You'll know next time. Okay.
All right. It's still 1-0.
Yes.
If Shawnee gets this one, she will seal a victory. No way Dan can come back.
All right, Shawnee. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Yes. Woo! Woo! Look at you, Shawnee. Redemption is yours.
Done. Dan, you did well.
He did.
He's still a winner because he has Shawnee as a wife.
Oh,
and
see?
She'll probably take him to the Nelly concert.
Look at that, Mr. Brightside. Good job.
Congratulations, dear.
Aww. I love you, dear.
This is sweet. All right. Thank you, guys. We love having you play Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Total Hits 93.3.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It was Amazon Prime Day, Prime Week. The feeding frenzy continues. A woman in San Jose, California has been receiving boxes from Amazon over and over and over for about a year, all containing the same thing, a fake oversized leather seat cover from China. Apparently, because of a glitch, her address was actually put as the return address for people that were sending it back. So they would like go directly to her. I guess she complained over and over and had no room in her garage. It was all over. The neighbors were taking some of them. And I guess finally Amazon came with a truck and picked them all up.
That's funny.
Especially
the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's funny.
I wonder what's inside. Yeah. So a little boy, I'll peg him at about 6 years old because we don't have his actual age. But he was in Mason, Ohio and crawled into one of those claw games. He saw at an arcade, and he actually got stuck. His head was coming up, and that part where you drop the prize if you happen to pick one up.
Oh, my gosh.
And he couldn't get out. Some passersby noticed him, and they called fire and rescue, and they came, and they had to wheel the claw game away from the wall take it apart slowly to release him.
How else? Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, they'd have to use so many quarters to try to get him out.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be terrifying as a kid.
That's really funny,
there.
Though.
It is.
So the Heathrow Airport in the UK is now going to be piping sounds of an airport into their airport.
What?
Yeah.
Is it so quiet that you can't hear the planes?
I don't know. Maybe everybody's so
planes?
Polite in the UK that
they want
you
the
know,
sounds of an airport. So they're piping it into an airport.
Literally, they
it
said
should make the sounds already.
Yeah, the music for Heathrow was designed to help kickstart passenger holidays, which are vacations. That's what they call vacations.
That's right.
By reflecting excitement and anticipation. I get what they're kind of trying to do, but like, it's the excitement for the vacation, not the airport.
Yeah,
like
right.
Not the noise
of the plane.
Right. The airport is like the annoyance before you get to the relaxation or the fun.
It's like Walmart piping in sounds of Walmart to make it feel
like
a Walmart.
Piping screaming children.
Yeah.
Get very excited when we get the latest iOS update.
Yeah.
Right.
iOS update number 26. Is coming up.
Well, they switched the numbers to match the year, but now it's like how they do cars.
Right.
You get 2026.
In 2025.
In 2025.
Yeah. Mm. The new update is going to get personal. Very personal. I guess it's going to analyze if you're on FaceTime and maybe you're getting intimate with someone else who is also on FaceTime.
Okay.
Ah.
And if it sees you taking your clothes off, your screen will go blank and it'll pop up with a message saying, "Are you comfortable with this?"
So,
is this, and I guess
in case somebody starts doing something you don't want to see,
yeah, it'll say, "Are you comfortable with this?" Or if you're participating in it, you probably are. But
maybe
Apple says they are not spying on you,
really?
Which means they are.
I mean, otherwise, how do they know?
Yeah. I guess they say it's analyzed using machine learning locally on your phone.
Okay,
and none of the information is actually sent to Apple, which means, of course, it is.
A case can be made for like both sides of it, you know,
yeah.
Like that's weird, but it's also good that like they're making you aware of, mm-hmm. of something, you know, like maybe you forgot to turn FaceTime off or like, so, okay. You know, I don't know. Like I can see where they're thinking of like this being a good idea. I don't know
It's in fact in reality a good idea.
Yeah.
Did anyone ask for this?
That's the thing.
Right.
How many updates did they get you on the iOS update that nobody asked for?
Yeah.
And then it screws something else up and they have to put out another update to fix that.
But on this one, like, was there anybody that says, "I wish it would go black and tell people that I am taking off my clothes when I'm taking off my clothes them"?
I think it should be really like if the person on the other line is like recording.
Yeah.
Because
I can see if it.
They should tell you if that's happening.
Yes. Yeah, for the most part, like if you are like, if you're on video chat and like, you know, having fun with the person on the other end, you're more than likely like both consenting to do that.
Yeah, you would think so,
right?
Yeah, because FaceTime is a thing. You have to answer it. You know that it's a video call. Like,
right.
And you can hang up anytime.
Right.
Right.
But you don't give consent or know if somebody's recording on the other end. And there have been like lawsuits and stuff like that have happened.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where I'm like, well, maybe that's where they're heading with this. Or like that was their intent behind it.
Just done that.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of the thing nobody asked for.
Exactly.
I know, you know, my update it'll pop up and say, as I'm taking my clothes off, "Good Lord, man, no one wants to see this." And the phone will automatically just turn off.
Turns into a brick.
And it'll burn. Gina being pregnant and the pregnancy cravings.
I decided to order ice cream from Dairy Queen. And as soon as I ordered it, I texted my husband and was like, "I regret it, but it's fine. Like, it's still coming."
So this is like Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. So it said it was supposed to be there in like 10 minutes. So I'm watching it because, you know, I'm hungry.
You can track it.
Yes. So I'm watching him and he's taking forever. And finally he's like, it looks like he's outside my house, but it still says like 2 minutes away.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is going on? So I'm still watching him and he's like kind of driving around and everything. And then I get a call from Uber Eats and I'm like, "Hello." And he goes, "No inglés." So I'm like, "Okay, I don't know how to help you."
You don't
like,
speak Spanish.
Right.
He doesn't speak English.
Yes.
He's trying to find you to get you your ice cream.
Yeah.
And it's melting, so there's a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Literally. And so I'm like, "What? I don't know what to do." So
what
I'm
did
like,
you do?
So, well, then he ends up, or I go outside, and I didn't want to go outside. I'm in my pajamas.
That's 8
o'clock
at night. Uber Eats.
That's why you called Uber Eats.
Literally, my like pregnant milk boobs are flopping around for all the neighbors to see. Like the last thing I wanted. And so I see him and I like wave him down, which is embarrassing enough too. Like I'm ordering Uber Eats and I have to flag him down. Like it's just awful.
You already want to hide this whole transaction.
Yeah, all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to put it out there.
I regretted buying it in the first place too. So I'm just like, this sucks. So he gives it to me and I had to give him a code, which I think has only happened like one other time.
Okay.
To prove it's the right, you were the person that gets the food.
Right. So he turns around, he's like, "Oh," you know, he just said like, "Oh," and I was like, "Oh, 5534. And he goes, "No inglés." Like,
so
you don't even know the
can't
numbers.
Even say numbers?
Yes. And so I was like, cinco, cinco, tres, cuatro.
Well done.
Oh, gosh. Nice. That's as far as I got. Can't say brick, but I can say numbers. So, oh, my gosh. I was like, and finally got my stuff. But I was so frustrated. And
why is he even doing Uber Eats if he doesn't speak English? Because, I mean, this isn't like, it's not racist.
No, but it's like essential for your job to know how to speak the language where you're working.
Yes. It'd be like
at least have a rudimentary knowledge of it.
Yeah.
If you were dropped into Poland and you wanted a job where you worked with the public, but you didn't speak Polish.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be on you, and you wouldn't choose that job.
Yeah, like, I don't understand people who move to a different country and work in customer service, but they don't know the language. It's
to your own detriment.
A little bit.
You're not going to be as successful doing things because, there's something needed there for you to communicate.
At least, like, just basic knowledge. Like, the numbers thing, I was like, how...
Right. You know Spanish numbers and you don't know anything else.
Yeah,
but
I was
at least
required
you know
to take another language in high school and college. So thank God for that.
My girlfriend has dealt with that before, Melissa, who's like had to go and do Google Translate and like type out what she wants to say and then hold the phone at them.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, he sent me a message. I didn't see it. He sent me a message and it was in Spanish.
Yeah.
And so I had to translate that. And he was like, can't find your house or whatever. And I was like, so I just messaged him back hoping that he could translate that. Because, sorry, I'm not going to translate my end for you.
We both got to do some work here.
Yes. Come on. Throw me a bone here. Help me out somehow.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
There's a couple of lifeguards in Daytona Beach, Florida being celebrated for saving the life of a deer.
Oh.
The lifeguards, a deer was in the ocean.
Really?
Don't know how the deer got in there. It was swimming. It was exhausted. It was about to drown. It was also surrounded by sharks in the area.
Oh, my gosh.
They were able to go out there with a rescue board and bring the, the deer was so tired, it didn't fight back.
Yeah.
And they brought it to the beach and let it go, and it ran off into the woods.
Wow.
But, like, how did a deer get in the ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Amazing.
So if you want to feel like you're in the know, and when somebody mentions this to you, you're going to go, oh, I know what that is. The biggest thing in the world right now is the animated movie on Netflix, K-Pop Demon Hunters. It's about a K-Pop three-girl group that sings and also fights demons in their spare time.
Well, of course.
As they do.
Yeah.
I checked it out. It has been number one in every country in the world.
Really?
It's only been out 2 weeks, and the songs from the soundtrack are already at the top of the pop charts.
Oh, my gosh.
It is huge. And I got to admit, I watched about a half hour of it last week, and I felt it was aimed at a much younger audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is still huge, and part of the reason is because the music... The soundtrack is full of bangers. They're good. While I wasn't enjoying the story as much, I kept it on because the songs were good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, so...
It's the music to fight demons.
When somebody says, of course you know about K-pop Demon Hunters, right? You'll go... Oh, yeah. I know all about them.
Yeah.
But, you don't have to watch it. I've told you everything you need to know.
A little better than, do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah. It'll still haunt you, though, just like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So more than 100 dogs have been rescued from what authorities are calling a large-scale hoarding or breeding operation in Jolton.
Yeah, I saw that.
So there were Yorkshire Terriers, Maltese, don't know how to pronounce that breed, and then some designer mixes as well. So thankfully, they've gotten them all out. They're still looking just to make sure that they've gotten every single one out, because there could be more.
Now, the person who ran the place is nowhere to be seen.
Right, and there haven't been, like, any charges filed yet, but something
will
come.
Well, yeah, they said they had to put on hazmat outfits to go in because of ammonia smell from all the urine.
Yeah, and, like, the dogs had chewed through walls to get out. They were all coated in their own...
That's so sad.
Yeah, so they've been rescued. They're on to better housing and people who actually care about them. So, really, really sad.
Yeah, hopefully they'll find good homes.
Yep.
What are we doing today, you guys?
I think I'm going to try and go to the gym. I'm really trying to force myself to go. And then once my husband wakes up, I think we're going to go to Target and test out some baby strollers and maybe, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to the new Superman movie.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be any good.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I'm optimistic. Hopefully it'll be good because they haven't done a good Superman movie since Christopher Reeve.
1978.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I'm going to have lunch with my son, Jeff. We're meeting around 11:30. Going to talk about, you know, life and football and wrestling and all those kind of things.
All right.
It'll be kind of fun. Then my girlfriend, Melissa, and her daughters are heading to Indiana for a wedding. Ooh. So I'll be watching some TV shows that she won't watch with me.
That's how it works.
Yep.